Charles Finney, the great revivalist, once said that when he finds his heart not ablaze for God like it once was, that he'll put everything on hold and he'll seek the face of God. He will fast and pray until he finds his heart burning with a blaze of fire once again.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
My friend, are you a God seeker? Do you have an intense craving in your heart for more of Jesus? You know, the Apostle Paul did. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, he says that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. I pray that you might have this desire in your heart that nothing else can put out. Nothing can quench that you want to know Jesus and the power of his resurrection. I'm talking about those that are saved, that you want to experience Christ more and more in your life. Just because you've been saved a long time doesn't mean that you cannot have an intense craving in your heart for the Lord. In fact, I know a lot of times when people have been saved or in the faith for many years, they become somewhat passive. But my friend, that's not the will of God for their life. I pray, no matter what age you are, that you are hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Paul has this intense craving for the Lord. There are people that say they love God. Maybe they do love the Lord. But my friend, they're not very faithful to the Lord. I know there are people that say they want to be in the house of God, but yet it seems like one little thing knocks them or hinders them from being faithful to the Lord. I believe that if you're really hungry for God, that you will make your way to the house of God to hear the preaching of the Word of God, that you might worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, and that you might have fellowship with other believers, because that strengthens you. And that's why God said, forsake not yourselves from assembling together as is in the manner of some or the habit of some. No, my friend, if you're really hungry for the Lord, if you're a God seeker, you will be in the house of the Lord just about every time the doors are open. You know, I think of David and Psalm 25. He says in verse 4, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. So here's a man that wants to know the ways of God. He's asking the Lord to teach him his paths and to lead him in his truth and to teach him. So he's teachable, he's humble, but yet he has a craving in his heart for God. And then he says, on you I wait all the day. In other words, I'm gonna put everything else on hold right now. I'm gonna wait on the Lord. I'm gonna wait in your presence. I wanna hear from God. I want God to speak to my heart. I want the Lord to show me and come and bathe me with his very presence. I would say that he has an intense craving and desire for God. You know, I was reading a book by Leonard Ravenhill, a great man of God that has gone on to be with the Lord. But Leonard Ravenhill said this, I offered as my considered judgment that the main reason why we do not have heaven-born spirit-operated revival in our day is that we are content to live without it. Ravenhill said, lesser blessings make us happy. Another bus for Sunday school is all that some ask. A bigger attendance this year at Easter and Christmas elevates the joy of many promotion-geared churches. Others boast in a bigger offering for missions. He said, brethren, when we get humble enough and low enough and desperate enough and hungry enough and concerned enough and passionate enough and broken enough and clean enough and prayerful enough, then God will send us a revival that equals and surpasses the awakening this country experienced in the days of Charles Finney. My friend, are you a God seeker today?
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.